get in one more open mic performer before we bring up Dan Tappan for his mini set. And I'd like to bring up Faith Senyi, who's a poet in addition to being a musician. Please welcome Faith Senyi.
Maybe just a hair down. Perfect. All right. I had planned on doing only one of these two, but when Bill and Joanne showed up, I kind of had to do this other one. We've been very lucky in this last week or so. We live on high ground, and our basement's been dry as a bone. I actually saw a picture in the on Telegram.com's website of our former next-door neighbor in our old neighborhood in Clinton standing in the middle of the street with his fishing pole, fishing in the street, because he saw fish in the street and figured, why not? So I'm really grateful we moved. But this is dedicated to everybody who has any amount of water in their basement. It's called Constant Rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. Watch it rolling down the window pane. Feel it as it drizzles through your brain. I've had enough of all this constant rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. In meadows, horses drip from tail and mane. In fields, the smell of soggy, rotting grain. I've had enough of all this constant rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. The puddles grow in road and street and lane. The only good escape is outbound plane. I've had enough of all this constant rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. I feel my life go pouring down the drain. I really wish this stuff had gone to Spain. I've had enough of all this constant rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. All the happy moods around me wane. All our sunny wishes are in vain. I've had enough of all this constant rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. It's turned into my mental ball and chain. Its ceaseless fall is driving me insane. I'm sick to death of all this constant rain. Yeah, I figured you guys would appreciate that one. So the one I had actually intended to do tonight, I just got back this afternoon from going out to visit my sister, who about a month ago had surgery to fuse three of the vertebrae in her neck because she had disc issues. And she's doing great, like way better than I expected. But while I was out there, we got into a conversation about my dad and the stories that he used to tell that we were thoroughly convinced were completely tall tales until he brought us proof of all of these stories. And I told her, you know, I wrote a poem about that, and I shared it with her, and she just got a real kick out of it because it explained him so well. So I figured I would share that with you guys as well. Daddy is a traveling man. He's on the road a lot. There's not much business here at home. The road is all he's got. Daddy, what'd you bring me? Daddy, where'd you go? Daddy, what'd you see out there as you traveled to and fro? My darling daughter, I have seen such wonders, odd and rare. When lightning hit the tomato truck, tomato sauce everywhere. Pheasants with glasses, snow so deep it buried my pickup truck. And I brought you my favorite paperclip. It's sure to bring you luck. We thought that these were all tall tales until we read the news of pheasants wearing goggles to narrow down their views. They're raised in close captivity in crowded feedlot pens. If they can't see the crowd around, they won't peck their feathered friends. A few of them escaped the farm and were seen about by day. Daddy had encountered one as he traveled on his way. And he brought us home a picture of a mound of snow quite high. The truck antenna's topmost inch was all that we could spy. So if pheasants with glasses do exist, and buried trucks were true, then maybe lightning could have hit and tomato sauce ensued. So I keep that lucky paperclip to remind me of my dad, of all the stories he would tell, and the adventures that he had. Daddy, what'd you bring me? Daddy, where'd you go? Daddy, what'd you see out there as you traveled to and fro?
And Faith and her husband, Dan, will be featuring here on August 3rd. One more hand for Faith Senyi.